flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
I feel like Commanders fans could use a little bit of good news. So I got you. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to cheer you up, all right? Just saw this from Tom Pelissero, NFL Network. Former Bears coach Matt Eberflus is headed to Dallas today for an interview, and as long as that goes well, he's expected to be named the Cowboys' defensive coordinator, per sources. A big hire for new coach Brian Schottenheimer. Cowboys about to be coached by Brian Schottenheimer and Matt Eberflus. That doesn't really freak me out. That ain't Vince Lombardi and Bill Belichick, people.
The players are even upset about that one. The Cowboys players are like, what? you chose who?
Right. I don't care about the Cowboys right now.
No.
Washington had a hell of a year. Came up woefully short in the NFC title game. And the thing that you got to be cognizant of, it's really, really hard to get to an NFC championship game. B, I think about the teams you were on in Philly. Those are some great teams. And y'all lost twice in the NFC title game. There's nothing guaranteed for you out there.
Yep, number one seed lost. But see, I think this is where people get a little twisted and distorted. What was the line in Vegas for this team to win this year?
6.5.
And they won 14.
Yeah.
12 in the regular season, 2 in the playoffs. Yes, you're disappointed at yesterday. Yes, they didn't end the game season how they wanted to. But they truly overachieved. And at this point, like you and I never discussed that stuff while they were playing.
Yep.
At this point, you can look back at that and see that. And I think you know for sure this team is nowhere near complete. And they still were able to accomplish those things. We heard for 4 years about changing culture. And this team rolled in, this new crew. Didn't say a damn thing about changing the culture, but they established one. And they got to a point where the players were the ones discussing the culture and how you have to fit in or you won't be fitting in. That is going to continue on because most of the guys that were discussing, I think they're going to be around. Okay? So you should be able to be happy about something has been built and started. And I think if you look at how the fans were traveling and the atmosphere and the energy around.
They were good Burgundy fans.
It's a lot going on. And I would say to every one of those people that you notice them, don't let these naysayers and these narrative builders begin to distort you and pull you away from it. give them the one finger salute as you all hear them and just keep moving. Like there's a lot of them out there. And if you come around me, I'm going to just tell you where the hell to get off and I'm going to curse you out. So I'm just letting you know now.
Apparently they're in the chat right now. There's like all these the Philly fan that I
most think, of the people in the chat are Philly fans. But let's be real. Okay?
I want to shout out one specific Philly fan for just being a complete hypocrite. His screen name is Love Jesus, and he's just trolling everybody about the Eagles. So I found that kind of entertaining.
If he was a true Philly fan, he's not even much worried about nobody else outside of Philly today. He's celebrating his team instead of trying to be funny. So he's a guy who jumped on the bandwagon. He's not a real fan.
All right, let's start with the dude I'm slightly worried about. My man Jeff Walker. Landfill says you're happy. I'm worried you're trying to cover something up. We got to get real here, Jeff. We need to know what's inside, bro. You all right?
JP?
Yes.
I am not happy. But I am not sad. At the beginning of this season, all I said was, I want to see if Jaden is the guy. Of course, I wanted him to do good, but I understood we were in the rebuild, right? We had a hell of a run this season. You and B always say the same thing. Sometimes it's not about X's and O's. It's about Jimmy's and Joe's. And what we seen yesterday, we seen a team that's in the beginning phase of their rebuild get handled by a team that has been rebuilding that has been building on solid foundation for 4+ years. So I'm not mad. I'm optimistic about the future still. Of course it sucks. It's the game right before the playoffs. Right before the Super Bowl. Of course I wanted us to win, but I'm not going to sit around here moping and sad. Because the future is bright. We was not supposed to be here. It was a hell of a season to get used to some type of success so we don't lose our minds in the future. I'm good. I'm not going to sit around here butt hurt.
I talked to a few people yesterday, and I think what they told me, they just bought their tickets.
For New Orleans?
No, they bought their season tickets.
Oh, season tickets.
And it was like a few different like groups and couples or whatever.
Sure.
And say, yeah, man, because I see something being built. When was the last time somebody really felt like that? You know? And I've talked to people throughout the season.
They won 14 games.
Let's be real.
They got to the NFC title game.
The Buffalo Bills, they're supposed to be there. They made it to the same level we made it to. You know what I'm saying? And it's amazing how a little bit of success make people feel so like they just supposed to be given, like you gotta have it, you know, you it's just deserved. It's not always like that. You gotta work. I said many times, you gotta learn how to win at this level, and we didn't have enough of it yesterday. But it does not erase all of the great things that happened. It doesn't erase the fact that they built towards something. And I was telling guys yesterday, hey, use this as our motivation for next year. Because, like, normally in the offseason, you go through a little plan. Hell, jump into it a little quicker. Work a little harder. Run a little faster. Lift a little bit more weights. Study a little longer. And it may not happen this. Hey, go buy those, remember the little grip things you had back in the day? Buy that and use it. Yeah, do this here and get your hands stronger. Or just realize, I'm going to just put two. Hell, I've gone far enough. I'm putting two hands on the ball. I may not get the next 15, 20 yards I want, but I'm damn sure going to hand the ball back to my offense. And just do that and get better.
I got this tweet from our boy Scarence Terrence McClarence, and he just said, I'm sad, B. Mitch and Finley. And my reply is, that's okay.
You should be. Hell, no, I'm not happy.
Your team gave up 50 in the NFC title game.
I'm not happy. I'm sad, but I also understand – it's a big thing. Every year, remember, one person raised a trophy.
And
you have to be happy with the accomplishment Eckler that you had that along the way. Yeah, you gotta be. Listen, man, it's amazing how most people want to hold a person or a group or a team to a standard of you have to win everything every year, or I'm gonna be totally pissed off all the time. I understand it, but how often do you win everything that you set out to do? You know, so understand, you still have to be able to enjoy the steps you took toward getting to where you want to go. Because I'll be honest with you, when the season started, we hadn't been nowhere close to this in years. Hell, it took me on a roller coaster ride. I was happy as hell. And I'm happy, but I'm still pissed off at yesterday. But I also have the ability to be able to say, you know what? I can still give, you know, bring notice, attention to the good stuff that happened. Those that can't, but I love to see your life. You're damn perfect.
Don't cry because it's over, Jeff. Smile because it happened. Landini, how we feeling, bud?
Yeah, it sucked yesterday.
Yesterday sucked. It did. I imagine you're encouraged.
Yeah, it was a good season overall.
I think 14 wins, getting to the NFC title game, winning in Detroit. For anybody that wants to play the, like, oh, this team wasn't actually that good, they didn't beat anybody that good, because those people existed throughout this playoff run. Like, I mean, it was week.
They said that
it was week 17, and they had won 11 games, and it was like, ah, these guys aren't that good.
But they said
you go to Detroit and beat them there.
They went to Tampa
shut
and beat
up.
Them. They went to Tampa to beat them.
I agree.
Detroit.
Even for me, I never bought it. But like, you go to Tampa, you win that one. You go to Detroit and win that one there in their building. Shut up.
When they beat Cincinnati, Cincinnati was not a done team.
No.
So, I mean,
since he finished the year 9-8, those that missed the playoffs by
those
a game.
People, Washington those pessimistic
them.
People are never going to be satisfied. And what we have to learn to do, a lot of people that are always discussing us in a negative way completely are those that are not really fans of us anyway. I think dig deep on it. You'll find out. A lot of them play like they're fans, and they're not. They ultimately always pull it for somebody else, and they find everything wrong with your team. And then when you look at the team that they actually cheer for, their team has more flaws than yours.
I know a team with some flaws. Our guy White Brian runs a stream. Extremely charismatic speaker. White Brian, I don't know if you're aware of this, but this is all your fault. Do you know that?
Yeah, I'm well aware.
The New York Giants general manager Joe Shane did everything he could to run Saquon Barkley out of town, mm-hmm. possibly because Saquon
and
didn't return his
off.
Phone call the year before. And Saquon goes to Philly and is dominant.
Yeah.
And White Brian, this is your fault. I'd like you to apologize to all the actual Burgundy and Gold fans out there.
I am sorry to all the Burgundy and Gold fans. My general manager is an idiot.
Now, the good news for all the Burgundy and Gold fans is the Giants decided to keep all those dudes that made that decision. And the Cowboys hired a offensive coordinator that's never had a top 10 unit, and he just hired the Bears' old coach to be the DC. So if you need some silver linings today, I'm presenting them to you. Mm. Without further ado, phone lines are lit. We're going to do phones, I think, all damn day. I am happy to let folks talk and try to just kind of get through this together. I'm going to start with my guy, Tailgate Ted. Tailgate Ted put together a hell of an event Saturday night. We did a live show there. It was a blast. Tailgate Ted's friends with Dave Portnoy now. I don't know what's going on. Ted, what up, man? How you doing, bud?
Hey, I'm good, boys. I'm at the train station. Can you tell Portnoy he put the massive target on my back walking around Philly after that post?
I'm sure.
It was an interesting time, man. It was an interesting time.
I bet.
But I wanted to call and tell everyone, I'm proud of you guys for showing up and wearing your gear yesterday. I'm proud of you guys for not hiding it, considering all the things we have heard about going to that stadium and not wanting to represent. And our fan base is back, B. And yesterday was a testament to that, seeing so much burgundy and gold in that stadium for an NFC championship game. Because years past, it would have been Rally Captain up there rocking his gear and nobody else really. But it was such a sight to see walking around that concourse and all of that burgundy and gold. Just granted, a ton of green, but just a lot more burgundy and gold than they ever expected.
I'm with you, Ted. Thanks for the call, bud. I know you worked hard to get that event Saturday night set up, and it was a lot of fun. There were a lot of good people there. So get some rest, brother. You probably need it. I was really impressed by the amount of fans there. I knew, like, my boy Mark was there from Capital Hoops. Duber was there. My boy Lee was there. there were a lot of folks that I knew that came up for the day, and I know that a lot of them did not have the most pleasant experiences, especially at the end of the game. And I think a lot of that's going to happen anywhere. I do think it's amplified at Philly. I was telling you this. I did a live show from Philly last night at 11:30 at night. Mm-hmm. And I was done with all my other work by like 8:30, 9 o'clock. So I really didn't have much to do. And sitting in a stadium at the end of the night sucks because mm-hmm. it's cold. There's no food. There's nowhere to go. It's tough. So the Philly complex is there. There's the football stadium, basketball stadium, the baseball. And then just north of the baseball is a casino with like restaurants and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so Tischler was up there with his boy Dan. So I walked up there and met them. And it was cool. It was fun. We watched the end of the Chiefs-Bills game. I got a cheesesteak. And at the end of it, this Philly fan and this Skins fan are about to get into it. Like, security comes over, and they're about to fist fight. And it just – that kind of stuff sucks because you've got what was really a pretty cool day. And Washington got worked, but you're able to kind of console yourself knowing how much progress they showed this season. And I think they are now – like, what you saw last year with Houston, that they became a legit contender, and they won another playoff game this year, and they're not all the way there. They're not mm-hmm. – I don't know that anybody's beating the Chiefs, but, like, there's a tier of teams, and to me, Washington has entered into the playoff tier at least. I don't know if that means Super Bowl contender. We'll see how this offseason goes. It's day one of the offseason. They got all damn year, so we're going to learn a lot. But they have changed the tenor, the tone, the conversation around
yep.
around this organization. And that, to me, is massive. And I shout out to all the fans there. My boy Rudy was there. Truck was there. Yeah. Blaine was there. There were a lot of fans there. And you could see, and they absolutely represented it. And
oh, they did. They definitely did that. But you can't allow those people to steal your thunder and your happiness.
Yeah.
You know, let's be real. Philly, you won. What are you mad at? I mean, to be real, what the hell are you mad at? So you won. Bravo. And people are saying, good job. But they also let you know we're coming. We're not shying away. Yes, you are farther along. But what makes you mad that someone all of a sudden just want to just talk about you? They don't have to talk about your team. They're not fans of your team. People are acknowledging you're good, and you get mad at that because you want them to bow down. Nobody bowing down to none of that crap. You know, and that's the whole thing. You want to tell somebody they can't be happy about their team because they're in a certain city. That's BS. And I saw tons of Burgundy and Gold yesterday.
So did I.
Tons. So
I've worked
don't
a tell lot
me about
of games.
How tough it is. Man, get off of that crap, man.
You played in Philly for 3 years, and there were plenty of fans there. I thought that it was an impressive turnout.
I just say this. Most of the people I know up there are not that. That's that minority, that loud-ass minority that give them a bad name. Most of the people are very respectful. But you got a bunch of idiots that get drunk and don't know how to handle themselves. Point blank.
Phone lines are lit up. We're going to keep them going. Nobody go anywhere. It is B. Mitch and Finley.
B. Mitch and JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn the Rood. With Wi-Fi capability, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? Adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best. They've installed new systems in my house, and I felt a difference instantly.
And here's the thing. Not only do you feel the difference, but you hear the silence. Rood systems are whisper quiet. No more noisy interruptions in the middle of the night. Just peace of mind. Rood's variable speed compressor ensures precise temperature and humidity control, operating efficiently even in extreme conditions. Comfort and performance perfectly balanced. And B, don't forget, you saved all that cash. Mm-hmm. You can qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. Visit Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more.
Rood, R-U-U-D, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood, it ain't right.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. All right, I want to get to these phones.
Let's get it.
I want to let some folks weigh in here. Let's start with William down in North Carolina. What up, Willie? How you feeling about yesterday's game and this team, man?
Oh, yeah, I mean, I'm upset about it, but, hey, time to go on. Hey, you know, we got to realize, some of us got to realize that each team that we played against in the playoffs, each team has been established for quite a while. You know, general managers, coaches, and players. And we're just beginning to get back to the glory days. And we just have to be patient. And another thing, Brian, I remember you and Doc and Coach talked about years ago, everything starts in the trenches. And yep. We need to build that up. You know, we need to build that up. And if I was the general manager, I'd probably spend about 70% of my resource defensive on the defense side. Okay, if you looked at Philadelphia, when they rushed basically with 4 people. And they would get pressure, and that gives the defensive backs, these rookies back there, a lot of confidence. Because they can trust the defensive line. Hey, Brian, y'all going to be down in New Orleans?
Yep.
We'll be there, too. Hopefully we'll see you.
All right, bro. Take care, man.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I definitely agree that the way Philly is constructed is inside out. And once they got really good, then they traded for A.J. Brown. You know what I mean? Like, I think if you look at that Philly defense, that front, dude, with Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, Nolan Smith, I mean, they are just really, really loaded defensively. And then Bawn has been so good for them this year. The kid Sweat has been so good for them. I mean, they can just come from every angle all the time. And Washington is not there, frankly. I want to be clear. They're not there. I thought Lubu was really good yesterday. But, you know, they need more in their front seven, on the edges. I thought Allen played a good game yesterday. You don't have Payne. Hard to know what impact that makes when you're just getting torched in the run game like that. Hurts was also really good. You know, it is year one for Washington, but that caller is completely right. The trenches are what matter. Not having Cosme yesterday really hurt you. At one point, Alec Greddy had to come out. Chris Paul was in the game for a brief period of time. I think that was like an equipment issue. We didn't even get an answer to that last night. But, let's go to Jaden in Columbus. Jaden, what up, man? How you feeling? Jaden, you there, bud?
Brother.
All right, we're going to keep it moving. If Jaden's there, put him on hold. We'll come back to him. Let's go to Dre in Manassas. What up, Dre?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? It was good seeing you, JP, and Saturday night. And I went to Philly wore all my gear, got a cheese steak.
Awesome.
It was pretty cool, man. No one did anything bad. Anyways, first of all,
appreciate you coming, man. Saturday night was really fun in Philadelphia.
It was.
The rally was packed. It was packed in there. And then we all hung out for a while. I drank a couple beers, went out to dinner. I had, for all my complaints about Philly, I encountered zero resistance on Saturday night.
100%, 100%. First of all, I want to say I'm so happy to be talking about, you know, the draft now. I mean, this is sports talk radio I'm so used to for 33 years. This playoff talk was driving me, you know, nuts. I felt like Brooks from the Shawshank Redemption, man. I just couldn't handle it. So, you know, talking about you know, where we're supposed to be in the draft and this take and that's comfortable sports talk radio for me. Having said that, you know, kudos to what the team has done. I know we have some big questions. You know, everyone's happy that we made the playoffs. Everyone says we're going to be there next year. But guess what? Baltimore says the same thing. Buffalo says the same thing. I tell you right now, I'm pretty sure there are a lot of Buffalo fans who would rather just trade 33 years of mediocrity to always being, you know, the bridesmaid and never the bride. So, yeah, I heard a Patrick Mahomes interview this past week, and he said it's funny. He's been there seven times in a row, but each time his team is different. I think today he only has, like, four people with him than he had when he was, like, you know, 10 years ago when they started winning. So I guess my question to you is, how do we avoid being Baltimore? How do we avoid being Buffalo? How do we avoid being
Hold on, bro.
I'm going to take this.
Okay.
You are complaining now about not being a team that's in the playoffs every year. I would rather be Buffalo and Baltimore than what the hell we were for 20-plus years.
Yeah.
That's what I would rather be. Okay? Pat Mahomes' teams are every year is different, but you know what they have? They have Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes. Now we got Jaden Daniels. We got Dan Quinn. We got Adam Peters. We may have the right group of people to start getting it done. But I will never complain about being in the playoffs every year, because if you're not in the playoffs, you're not going to get there. And you think Baltimore – is bad? No, they're not. Bills are bad? No, they're not. They have to deal with Pat Mahomes, just like all those people have to deal with Michael Jordan. So I don't know if you're looking for someone to give you something negative to talk about, this ain't the show for you, brother.
Yeah, dude. Here's Dan Marino got to the Super Bowl either his rookie year or his second year, and they lost, and everybody's like, oh, man, they'll be back. Don't take this stuff for granted, dude. Baltimore and Buffalo are great football teams. They're just going up against a historic team. If Washington is in the Super Bowl contending conversation every year, that's where you want to be, bro. And then one
you got to get there to try to get to the next level.
And then one year it breaks your way. I got to say, I like Andre. He's always a good caller, passionate fan. We hung out a little bit Saturday night. But for Dre to say, now we can get back to draft talk and I don't want to be Buffalo, what? That is banana land, dude.
Nah, Dre, you might want to pick another show to listen to, bro, because this ain't the one.
No, I want him to listen. I just know that we dramatically disagree.
I'm not giving that.
We dramatically disagree.
You want someone to talk about draft talk rather than talking about a damn team within the playoffs and building towards trying to consistently be there? That's asinine to me, homie.
Yeah, that's Yeah.
I don't even understand that type of talk.
You're trying to build this, dude. You're trying to build. You, Baltimore and Buffalo, and honestly, Philly, like, you want to be those teams. That's the tier you're trying to get into. And you might not break through. Nothing is guaranteed in pro football, period. Next year is so far from a certainty in any capacity, man. But that's where you want to get.
But you need to get a base to try and be there. So in other words, when people talk about how the team used to be, where they were in the playoffs all the time, having a chance to go to the Super Bowl, that's not cool. We want to talk about draft talk. Please,
yeah,
man.
especially today. Like, they just lost in the NFC title.
That completely lost me right there.
I thought you loved that call.
No, despised it.
We're excited. We're going to talk to Joe Theismann coming up at noon. I don't know that I've done this. I don't know that I've talked about Door Pro since we got the new door. The new garage door at my house is so dope. But, B, so my old one was from 1971 and white. And the new one is really sleek and black and has these big windows. And I'm constantly convinced that I left the garage open because I don't see the white door down. And I'm always walking over there. And I'm like, oh, damn. I forgot. We got the new door. You know what I got, Brian, that I didn't have with the old one because it didn't exist? I got the garage door opener on my in my car. Like, what do you call the thing that you fold down? What? The visor. I got a garage door opener joint on that. You know how modern I feel? Like, it feels so good. This thing.
Sound like the last phone call.
Yo, it's so dope. It is so quiet. Now, when I come in late at night, a lot of times I'll come in through the garage because I like, especially preseason games when we're all hot and sticky, I'll take a shower down in the basement. But the garage was so damn loud, it would wake my kids up every time. This thing is silent. I can sneak in and out anytime I want. Look out, Lauren. I'm going to the casino. I'm serious. The Door Pro America guys did a fantastic job. Shane and Vince showed us all our options. We couldn't be happier. They've been doing this for over 50 years. They can do anything you need, new garage door, or you just need some maintenance, installation, whatever. They were in and out in like 3 hours. It was wildly impressive. Call them now. You can save $150 on a brand new garage door. If you got an old, terrible one like I did, call the guys at Door Pro America, 877-DOOR-PRO, 877-DOOR-PRO. Tell them J.P. Finley sent you, or check them out at DoorProAmerica.com. Danny just texted me this, B. This would be pretty interesting. The Super Bowl winner always opens the season with that Thursday night season opening game, you know? Washington plays both Kansas City and Philly next season. So it's entirely possible Skins are in the season opener. Like the big NFL season.
Mm-hmm.
It's either going to be Kansas City or Philly playing in it, and Washington plays them both.
Yeah.
And I think we've learned this past year, Washington's a pretty hot ticket when it comes to television.
Totally.
I've heard lots of different things. I've heard there could be South America in play, which was a season opening weekend game last year. It was Philly versus Green Bay. Whoever wins it obviously gets the home game, so that kind of complicates it. Washington plays at Kansas City and obviously at Philly. Just something to keep an eye on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what else I heard, B, and this is wild. Philly became the first team, I think, in NFL history, or at least in modern NFL history, to beat five different teams twice in a year. Dude, they beat the Giants, the Cowboys, the Skins,
mm-hmm.
The Rams, and the Packers twice this year. It's hard to do. Like, it's hard for a schedule just to unfold like that.
Yeah, totally.
And it shows they kind of dominated in the NFC East. Theismann in about 10 minutes. If you're on the phones, stay there. We're coming to everybody on the phones. Let's go to Mike in Gaithersburg.
What's up, Mike?
Mike, how you doing, bud?
What's going on, gentlemen? You want to hear about the difference of the games yesterday? If you see Josh Allen win the game before he started, he looked uncertain and nervous and everything. You could see the same face when Karl Malone was shooting the free throws at the championship when he talked to himself and he missed the free throw. You know, Jaden Daniels was angry as heck. Like, he, you know, and especially since it wasn't anything he did that caused the game, that you could see it in his face. Like, he was kind of insulted that he lost.
Okay.
You know, so he expects to be there. And that's the difference between being a great player and a great player. You understand what I mean? He like he Josh Allen doubted himself, and Jaden Daniels did.
To your point, Greg. I got that right. To your point, sir. I was in the room with Jaden when he gave his postgame press conference, and it was like, I mean, easy 30 minutes after the game was over, and he was still in full
still
uniform.
In full gear and pissed.
And dude, he was so emotional, so pissed off. It said a lot, I thought.
Yeah.
And I think you're totally right. And let's be honest, what Allen has gone through now, dealing with Kansas City particularly, is much different than what Jaden's gone through.
He's 4-0 against them in the regular season.
Right.
And he hasn't beat them in the playoffs.
And all just
4-1 in the regular season, and he's 0-4 in the playoffs.
And all just like heartbreaking results, right? Yeah. Jaden doesn't know enough yet that like Philly could become his kryptonite or something. Like that may happen over time, but you're damn right that he was pissed last night.
Yeah.
And you know what? I meant to say this earlier. I got this talked and hang out for a little bit with Jaden's mom Saturday night at the rally, and they are going to auction off this really cool, like, handmade Jaden Daniels jacket, and all the proceeds will benefit the LA Strong efforts to rebuild out there after the fires. That's a family and a group of people that just get it, man. They really get it. And I think you see it with Jaden and his level of play. Let's go to Rich in Potomac. What's up, Rich?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good, dude. How are you?
Good, sir. So I just wanted to ask you, why in the world didn't your offensive coordinator run Jaden Daniels 25, 30 times until he passed out? Because to me, he's as great a runner as a passer, obviously as a rookie and continuing his success. But I think that's why he was pissed off, because there weren't enough calls for him to run the ball.
He wasn't pissed off at the running call. He pissed off because they lost. And you're not going to put your quarterback in that kind of way. I don't think you change up what you've been doing just to try and – because if you watch the Eagles were not just letting him run the ball on them.
The Eagles kept everything in front of him.
He scored that one touchdown, but for the most part, they had somebody waiting on him.
And he broke
the
one long run
late. Like that.
No. The only really confusing play-calling situation I saw yesterday, B, and I'm curious if you agree with this, I think Washington kind of dodged a bullet. Saquon only had 15 carries in that game, and maybe he was dealing with this calf issue.
He was dealing with something. He came out the game one time, and I could see the trainer tried to sneak a pad to him because they were sitting on the side. But, you know, if it's Saquon Barkley or quarterback, the camera going to find you. And the guy stood close to him as he put the pad on him. Then he goes on the bike and he's pedaling, and the guy came over with another one. Then later on, you see him shooting the gun. All that attention, they were basically saying, listen, we're not going to let you come out of this game more hurt because we need you for the next one.
Sure.
Because if you keep messing around, you may not be able to play in the Super Bowl. So they made sure he was going to be able to play.
Yeah. I mean, he's obviously such a huge part of what they do. Dude, Kansas City and Philly just met in the Super Bowl a few years ago. Philly had a 10-point lead in the second half. They ended up losing. Jalen Hurts was phenomenal, but the only turnover in that game was a fumble he had, and KC scored off of it.
Mm-hmm.
I made up my mind driving home last night, Brian, and I'm not wavering, although I might waver. I allow myself waiver room, but currently I'm telling myself I'm not wavering. Philly is a better team now than when they lost to the Chiefs in the Super Bowl 2 years ago, but I'm still taking. I'm not getting off the Chiefs. Like they're ninja warriors. I don't know what they are, but
now let's go back. Let's backpedal a little bit, Jay. All the people that say they weren't good.
How about
that?
Average. We were joking about that last night.
The analytics that was telling me all this stuff. Let me tell you one thing. A team that keeps winning is good. Okay, and when you have that guy on your team, you're good. I don't want to hear about what they tell me and their efficiency. Their efficiency is they win. The offense was not playing well, but the defense was giving them a chance. So when the offense not playing well, the defense hold everybody to 10, 17 points. They score 20. When somebody scored 21, they score 24. So you got to understand that numbers don't always tell the damn story. Sometimes it's what's ticking inside of you, And what you have, do you have a set of Sam Cassells or not? You know, that lets you know what you can be. So don't tell me about people not being good. They're in a damn – they have been to seven straight AFC championship games. They've won five of them. They are 3-1 in Super Bowls.
They've won the last two.
So
they can make history.
If anybody is going to go up – they're 3-1, though. But if anybody's going to say
– nobody's ever three-peated, though.
Yeah,
they got a chance.
You can give somebody a one-finger salute. That's what the Kansas City Chiefs is doing to analytics.
The Chiefs went 15-2 in the regular season. Probably could have gone 16-1, but they wanted to get their guys some rest. They've won both their playoff games. They're in the Super Bowl. Kansas City's good, man. If you're still naive enough to think they're not and you care about the EPA or whatever.
They've won 12 straight one-score games. 17-0.
Is anybody calling that fluky? Is anybody calling that fluky? When we come back, Joe Theismann joins the program.